And I am joined, of course, by my lovely co-host, Kiri Thomas. Kiri, what's up?
Hey, 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 y'all. Yes, I am back. I'm so super excited. We are talking the Atlanta Dream. I can't wait to get into what's going on with our fave team right now, ATL Dreaming.
Yes, absolutely, man. So shout out to everyone that checked out episode one. We appreciate the support. Thank you for listening to us on episode two. If you want to get at us, make sure you're following us on Twitter. @AP_network is how you find the podcast. And Kiri, let them know how they can follow you on Twitter.
Oh, yes, on the Twitter, Chicks in the Sports without the S. Of course, make sure to follow us. We will follow back.
Yes, and you can follow me at Hawks Beat. That's primarily my Hawk stuff, but you can follow me there too as well as the program. So connect with us on our... We would greatly, greatly appreciate when you have time. Make sure you subscribe to the pod and grant us a 5-star rating. We would really love that. So,
absolutely.
Kiri, how you been, Shardy?
Oh my goodness, it's been a crazy, crazy week, but I am so... super excited. It's going to be a phenomenal weekend. Yeah, it's Father's Day weekend. So congratulations, Ed. I know that you don't always get those flowers like we do as moms and cards and candy and hugs and kisses. But you know what? I'm giving honor where honor's due. Happy Father's Day in advance to you, my friend.
I appreciate it. So let's talk about this dream. The Dream are 3-5. Currently, they're on a 1-game winning streak, right? So can we call one game a streak? Or how
does that... Yes, baby steps. Let's not call it a streak. Let's just hold on.
We'll wait for tonight, because tonight in about an hour, we're going to be playing Connecticut. We'll talk about that a little bit. We'll give a little bit of preview for that. But they had a very impressive win in New York. I think it was a day or two. What's today? Thursday. My days run together in the summertime period. Does it happen to you?
Of course it does. You're like, what is today?
Yeah, my days run together. But they had a very impressive win over the New York Liberty the other day. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But first things first, Kiri, when you came on, when we joined the call, I was doing something very important. You want to let the people know what I was doing?
Oh my gosh, let me tell you what he was doing. Ed was voting. Yes, let's do this. Let's vote in our all-star. Let's get it done. I know he's voting for his fave, Miss Paca. I know he's voting for Ryan. And of course, I know he's voting for Alicia. So hey, do what you got to do. And you can vote more than once. So let's get it done, people. Let's go.
Listen, that was a brilliant commercial. I love the energy. I love, you're very verbose. I love it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
If you're listening, make sure you stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. I know you got the WNBA app. I know you got either the app or you can go to the website on your phone. You can vote as many times as possible. This is actually my second time voting. Let's get our girls in there, man. Cheyenne Parker, Alicia Gray, and Ryan Howard are definitely all having three really good seasons out the gate. So make sure you cast your vote for these ladies, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's do it, folks. Let's do this.
Also, in Dream News, I did want to touch on this, Kiri. Our very own Ryan Howard was the race of WNBA history. She is the fastest person to make the 300 three-pointers in her career, like out the gate, you know? So that's kind of big. So kudos to Miss Howard, you know, down all those threes quicker than anybody in the league. Like, that's big time, right?
Heck to the yeah. I mean, of course, what can you expect? Ryan Howard is coming out the gate like a beast. I mean, she is consistent. She's leading this team. Not surprised at all. Plenty more records to be broken. Yeah, I'm in for it. And of course, as you know, that's my cousin.
Of course. Now, we did have a little bit of bad news since the last podcast. Starting point guard for the Atlanta Dream, McDonald. Now, tell me her first name. Is Aria Airy?
Airy.
Airy McDonald, mm-hmm. out 3 to 4 weeks with a, I believe it was a torn labrum.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
She will be out 3 to 4 weeks, unfortunately. We wish her a speedy recovery. But hey, it's next man up mentality, you know? And so as of late, Haley Jones, we're going to talk about her a little bit in a few. The rookie has kind of been thrown into the fire. So our thoughts and prayers about are with Aerie, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Get well soon and yeah, get back on the court. We can't wait to see you. We're sending positive vibes.
Yeah. And, you know, one person's tragedy can be another person's fortune. So it kind of forces Haley Jones into that. You know, they've started her the last two games and kind of putting her in, like just throwing her into the fire. It's like, hey, that learning curve got really straight really quick, didn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, it's called the nature of the game. You know, injuries happen. And hey, next up, Haley, let's get to it. So. Yeah, I'm very happy to see Haley getting some play time, though.
Yeah, me too. And of course, as with any rookie in any sport, in any league, there's been some growing pains with her. And our position is definitely, it's hard. I mean, it's kind of like the equivalent to being like an NFL quarterback because you got so many responsibilities and they just kind of threw out there. And she's doing pretty, I mean... Well, the last game she had really well, right? And so the last game was really good. Since we've podcasted last, the Dream have gone 1-2. They've lost to the Vegas, and they won in New York, which was a very impressive win. Very impressive. Yeah, just very impressive. But just in the totality of things, Kerry, we're like 8 games in. What do you think, and I think there's one or two things that are like really obvious. Some things that you think that the Dream just need to do better of.
Oh my gosh, can we limit the turnovers, please? Jeez, I mean, it's just this team, we got to get it together. Oh, and communication. Communication is a must. Sometimes I feel like they're lacking. It seems like they're not quite connecting, but I definitely want to see more communication on the court for sure.
Yeah, and those were going to be my two things as well. And I think that continuity is a thing, right? And I asked Coach that at the end of last game because, I mean, Alicia Gray wasn't here last year.
Right.
Parker missed some time with injury, you know, so you really only have two holdovers from your starting five. You know, Ari is in that starting five, and now she's out, and now you put in a rookie there. And so it's a lot of different moving parts. And so there's not like a big preseason where you get all that stuff together, right? It's kind of like they're just kind of learning on the fly, right?
Of course they are. It's a new team, you know, period. This team is still brand new. They're still babies. They're growing. They're learning each other. But again, I mean, you know what I mean. They're in the sense of, what is the ranking for the Dream right now? Aren't they like one of the younger teams in the league? Are they number two or something like that as far as the youngest team?
They're very young.
That's what I'm saying. It's a learning curve for them, you know? They got to learn each other, and it's going to take some time, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, and I think that games like the game in New York when they go up there and get a big win, you know, after losing two heartbreakers at home, you know, you're like, oh man, like this thing can really go south bad. And they go up there and they get a dub. Like, that was really impressive to me.
Was it? Oh, I was sitting there in awe because, again, you're looking at the growth of the team. You're looking at what could possibly future be with this team. And again, you know, to all the fans, stick with the Dream. The best is yet to come for sure.
Yeah, and we were talking about the holdover. I pulled up the last game of the season last year when they beat the Indiana Fever. The starting five was Cheyenne Parker, Ryan Howard, Naz Hillman, Christy Wallace, and Erica Wheeler. Now, Erica Wheeler is gone. Wallace is Hillman is still here, but she comes off the bench. And so that's like two-fifths of your starting lineup that is returning, but you're having three new starters, and you know?
It is. It definitely is.
So we hope they can kind of get through that, but definitely got to work on those turnovers, man. And I thought that their defense has been better, but it really doesn't matter if you play good defense if you turn the ball over so bad. like, oh my gosh.
Right.
It is, and I'm talking with Maceo. Shout out to the Crush. You know, Maceo and Glaze, they do a great job over there. And the turnovers they had in that game when they lost to Vegas, oh my gosh, man. It was a lot, man. It was driving me insane. The turnovers they had against Connecticut. No, I'm sorry, not Vegas. Against Connecticut. Fourth quarter, they started out with like 8 straight turnovers. I'm like, what in the world?
Right. And yeah, it's a problem.
And I know for those who follow me on Twitter, like I was tweeting through it. I'm like, I'm about to have a heart attack.
I know. And Coach has mentioned it before in the post-game pressers, how important that they need to be more connected and locked in. And, you know, again, it's one of those teachable moments, like someone used to, a wise man used to say, a teachable moment. So, yeah. You know.
What are some things that you've been kind of impressed by, or one thing that you have liked with this team?
What I like with this team, could I say a person in general? I'll say this. Of course, you know I was going to say that, but I will say the style of play. You know, they are fast. This team plays fast, right? It's phenomenal. We haven't seen that in many, many, many seasons, and this is one of these times where I'm like, okay, we got something here, and that is definitely important when it comes to the style of play.
Yeah, I like the fact that they play fast, and I think that that's kind of what – that's kind of like the identity of Coach T, you know, that play fast, play good defense, and don't turn the ball over. So they can get that third thing rolling, they'll be cooking with grease.
Thank you.
You just gotta, I mean, you can't really talk about this team and, you know, leave out the turnover issue because it has been an issue.
Yes. To say the least. Yes.
I wanted to just spend just a brief moment on the rookie, though. We talked about Haley Jones. We talked about her getting her opportunity. Last game, man, she had kind of a career game. You know what I'm saying? She was in double figures. She had 9 boards. I think in the totality of things, it was just a good all-around win for the Dream. But what have you seen from the Rook? You know, of course, we've seen a lot of learning, you know, that's been going on. But what have you seen from her that is kind of that you kind of like?
You know, again, this is still an adjustment period for her, you know, coming from college to now pros, WNBA, that's an adjustment. So for her to come out, you know, out the gate like that, like a beast, hey, she's been working hard. She's been working on it. She's adjusting. So I definitely can see that she will be doing more double figures sooner than later, perhaps tonight. But I definitely am surprised by just seeing her energy level. I'm surprised just seeing the connection that she, and I think she's found her rhythm. I think she really actually found her rhythm, but we will see tonight if she still can maintain her rhythm against this crazy, crazy Connecticut team.
Yeah, Connecticut is definitely still, you know, one of the in the league. And the stat line for Haley Jones last game, 13 points and 9 rebounds. I love the fact that she put up 11 shots. Like, I don't care if you miss it at this point. Like, the fact that you're putting up shots shows that you're aggressive. And that's what I like to see. Like, I just want to, like, a lot of times I'm watching her and I'm telling Maceo, I'm like, yo, like, she's too timid. Like, just let it go. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're waiting for it to click. It's like she's just dribbling and just passing around. Like, no, you're a big point guard. You know, use your size. You're quick. You can get to the hole. Like, use that. Like, shoot that thing, girl. But she don't be listening to me, Kerry. I don't know why.
That's because you're not Coach T. But, hey, you can always go down and become the assistant coach if you like.
Since I don't have assigned seating, I might have to go down there to the bench and give her some words of advice.
Oh, my gosh, Ed.
That'll work out for me.
Right, exactly.
But
seriously, she's really doing a good job. I'm very glad that she's getting more play time. I'm so excited for her. Again, she had a phenomenal night, and I just hope that it could carry on tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, that the game against New York, we had. Let me see if I can pull
five up. Players. Was it five?
It was six, actually. Six players, what? Double figures. Like, it was wild. And what the crazy part was, the person who wasn't in double figures was the leading scorer, Cheyenne Parker, which is wild. Like, that's just kind of like, I don't know, like, what happened, but, like, everybody was like, okay, so you had AD had 13, Monique had 12, Nia had 12, Alicia had 16, Ryan had 12, Haley had 13, and Cheyenne had 6. Like, that is some balanced scoring for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sharing the ball. Yes, I love it. I love it. I love it. You know what? I was very, very, very touched. Was it Monique? Monique Billings? Is that, was she out there?
Yeah, yeah. She had 12. She had 12 points, 7 boards.
That's what I'm saying. 12 points, Monique. Okay, we see you. And it is some, at times, you know, I think, did we not talk about Monique anymore? Has she been on the court lately? Yes, she has been. But she showed up. She definitely showed up. And I hope to see more of her tonight, hopefully.
Yeah, she's always been just a high energy player. You know, to give you those that energy off the bench. You know, last game she had 4 offensive rebounds, and she's just energy. She's just the energy girl. You know what I'm saying? And I love it when she gets going. And a lot of times she's playing somebody that's bigger than her, but she has a tremendous heart, and she competes. Like, she competes. When she's getting those easy buckets, like those putbacks and stuff, offensive rebounds, like, it does tremendous things for that bench unit. So, in order for Atlanta to win, they're going to need contributions like nightly from her and AD, specifically off the bench. Because, like, Coach is like an 8-person lineup. So you got to get some scoring from AD. You got to get some hustle from Monique, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is definitely a team effort.
Yeah, so big win against the Liberty, 86-79. Pushing them to 3-5. And again, they're kind of stumbling out the gate, and that's fine because this team is, you know, no one's really, we talked about it last time. No one's really saying like this is a championship team, and we're kind of building here. They're still building, but 3-5 isn't that bad for this team. I'm okay with 3-5, you know. It's some heavy hitters out here, and you beat a very good New York team. Now, granted, they didn't have Sabrina. But it's still a I know, right?
I was okay. How many points before? I was okay. 30, was it 37, 36? How many points did she have? It was in the 30s, right?
Yeah, it was she had a night.
Yeah. There was a reason why Kobe liked her. There was a reason why, you know, but again, you know, they took advantage of that opportunity, and here we are in the winning column.
When I saw her in that suit, I was like, thank God.
I know.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And you know, credit the Dream that they went after it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't. I mean, John Quayle was kind of eating, but, you know, they was on Breonna Stewart and our girl, Benai Jelani. You know, she had a pretty good game, but, you know, they played really good defense. But, in just maybe under 30 minutes, they are going to be taking on the Connecticut Sun. And we saw them the other day. Well, not the other day. Last week, I believe it was Sunday.
It was Sunday.
And that was a game they could have won. Now, no shade to Connecticut, right? And I hope people understand what I'm about to say. Like, Connecticut is one of the better teams in the league. I think they're 8-2. Let me see if I can pull up there. Yeah, they're 8-2. But they can be beat. Like, this isn't like a juggernaut here. Like, they're good players though. Like Denisha Bonner, they got our old girl Tip. I mean, they have some very good players on this team, but I think they can get them, man.
It's doable. It's doable. Connecticut does have some options now. They do have options, but I definitely say Atlanta Dream, they can come out the gate and take home this W. You know, I believe it. I believe they can bring a W on the road and get us all excited. They're on a road trip, right? Won't be back for a while.
Yeah, they have 3 more games, I believe. I'll double check that, but I believe they have 3 more games on the road. So it's like, I think it's like a 4-game roadie.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It is, but yeah, I think they can do it. It's definitely doable.
Yeah, they just those turnovers, man, they are just like a killer. They are a killer. So
I know. And that was my main concern. It's just you got to limit those turnovers. Make sure you shoot efficiently. And let's just please, please bring home the W. We need it. We need a W.
Yeah.
Then we could say a 2-game winning streak, right? Then we could add the streak onto it.
Then we can say we're streaking.
Okay. Okay.
So, wait,
streaking could mean something else too, right?
Well, we're not streaking. Yes, we're not. I think people understand what we're talking about here.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. So for clarity, they're playing tonight at Connecticut. They have 2 more away games. So they have Sunday at Indiana and Tuesday at Dallas. And that will conclude the 4-game roadie. So you got New York, Connecticut, Indiana, and Dallas. My thing is this, Kerry. In a 4-game roadie, if you can win half of these, out of 4, you get 2 of them. I think that's okay. Like, what's that? Or do you want all 4 of them?
Of course, you know I would want all 4. Come on, Ed.
Yeah.
But I have to lean towards being a realist here. You know, I'll take 2 or 3. I'll even take 4. But if I really have to put it out there, I think we will probably get 2 away games to get wins away. I believe so.
Yeah. So I think if you finish this road trip 2-2, I think that's okay. I don't think it's the worst thing. The only caveat is this. You got to start winning these home games, boo-boo.
And the fan base is there, which is so wonderful. You know, the home team, look, our fans are insane about our Atlanta Dream right now. You know, the energy is crazy. They want our team to continue to win. So, yeah, they need to please bring home a win on the road and get a win at home so we can all be happy and report to you guys about it on our next podcast.
Yeah, because listen, if 500 on the road is only good if you take that's assuming you're taking business at home. Like the last homestand, they went 1-4, and that's not good. We can't even do that. Like,
no. Period.
We got to start getting these home doves, man.
That's what I'm saying. Because we do not be happy to go to those press conferences after the game without those W's. But I get it. I get it. It's tough. It's definitely tough. It's still a new team, Ed. We're still a new team. They're learning each other. We got Coach T that's full front and center, and she got him. She got him. And I think most importantly, I think I told you last podcast that I love that this team truly respects the coach. You feel it, you know?
You can tell they would run through a wall for her, and that's great. And
yes,
I'll say this, like, when you look at the totality of their season so far, like, they've had one bad loss, and that was when New York came in here and Sabrina went nuts. But, like, all the other ones, like, outside, like, you know, yeah, they've had the turnovers, but it's not like they just getting blown out the water. Like, even when they lost to the Aces, it was still a lot of good things to take away. Like, this is the Aces. This is like the, you know what I'm saying? Like, these were like the super friends, right? Like,
yeah, exactly.
You battled and you only lost by 5. So there are things to look at, glass half full.
Absolutely. Those were good teams. And look how they stood and fought. They fought hard, you know? And again, that just goes to show what is going on behind the scenes with our coach. You know, she's whipping these girls into shape, or these ladies, I'll say that, whipping these ladies into shape. And yeah, we shall see. We will see what will happen tonight. Less than 30 minutes is happening.
Yeah. I don't have the press thing pulled up. That game, is it going to be on Bally Sports? Are you aware of it? Are you not aware of it?
Let me just check. I don't think so.
And while you are checking, I do know that the game tips off at 7. So, of course, by the time you listen to this, the game will probably be over. So, hopefully, you'll be in a celebratory mood, wanting to hear more Dream content. And I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go on a limb. You know, we used to do predictions. You remember about 2 seasons ago? We used to do predictions. And because it wasn't going well. And then, like, that was a season the whole team just went into. It just wasn't
Do we have to talk about that?
I'm just letting the folks know why we stopped doing predictions. Like,
it was bad.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I'm gonna go ahead just for this one game. I'm gonna go ahead and say the Dream win by three tonight. I'm gonna say
what?
I'm gonna go on. I'm not gonna do it for all the other games, and I probably will never do this for the rest of the season. I got a good feeling tonight. I think that good juju from New York is gonna spill over a little bit. Haley's starting to feel confident. I think Ryan has a good game. They play together. I think they get it done by 3 points tonight.
Oh my gosh! Okay. I feel that. I like that. You know, I will, you know, because you always say you're curious optimist. I'm going to follow you with that. I'm going to say 2 points. Let me do that.
Just, you're a jerk.
It's the number here.
Oh, my. All right. So that takes care of the Connecticut Sun. We talked about the games leading up till tonight. 3-5 is their current record. And crazy as it sounds, if the season were to end today after 8 games, the Dream would be in the playoffs. But I mean, that's a whole nother podcast, and you know, there's tons of games left. But last week, we had our usual player of the week nominations, and last week, Yukiri nominated, I believe it was Ryan Howard for your player. Last
of
week,
course, of course,
remember me correctly, and I nominated Cheyenne Parker. They have played 3 games since then, and I'll let Kiri go first. Kiri, who is your player of the week after these 3 games?
My player of the week is number 15, Alicia Gray. Yay! That's who I'm going for my player of the week. Yeah, see how I switched it up? I don't keep it, you know,
yeah, the same. And that's good. Like, initially, and you know me. Initially, I was going to go Alicia, too, because she's been balling. Like, the last 3 games, she's averaged 17 points.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I've been really impressed with her is her ability to get to the free throw line. She shot 2 free throws, shooting 86%. She's left-handed. Hello. That's how we know she's a baller, because everybody who's left-handed is a baller some way, somehow. Don't ask me how I know. Trust me. Right?
Got you. I got you.
Alicia is having a great 3-game span. And, yeah, I can co-sign with that. I can co-sign with that. All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Ed. Now, who do you have?
So, I took the kind of a different road. And I'm going to go with the rookie. And here's why. Necessarily because over this 3-game span, she's been playing the best. I'm going to go with the fact that she's kind of been put into a peculiar situation. And she's been doing, she had a very good last game, right? The first 2 games she started weren't really that well. But the last game was good. And so, hey, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to give it to her. You know what I'm saying? She's a rookie. I want to show her some love. So I'm going to give my player of the week to the Rook. 13 points, 9 boards. Give me that again tonight. Give me 9 boards and throw in 5 assists if you can, Miss Jones.
Oh, yes. I can't wait. Hey, let me see you.
Yeah, do that for me. And because I'm already giving you the player of the week, and we're gonna circle back and see how things went on the next podcast. All right,
let's do it.
All right. So with that being said, we are going to put a bow in this. But before we do, we have to give our parting shots. You know, we got to kind of clear our chest and you know, say what's on our mind. So, Kiri, what is your parting shot for today?
You know what? Today is going to be short and simple, and I just want to salute all the dads out there. And I guess I found this quote. It was so very, 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 very true, you know? And it just says, every father should remember one day his son will follow his example, not his advice. And again, happy Father's Day to all the dads out there, granddaddies, uncles, everybody, teachers that are father figures for these children. Happy Father's Day to you all.
All right.
Did you pass out? You okay?
As part of the Father's Day Brigade, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate that. Thank you for all of the kind words and all that. It is appreciated. I'm going to stick with the same vein. I'm going to give a shout out to all the fathers and dads and grandpas and everybody that we celebrate on this weekend. and just everybody that has been a father figure in some way, shape, or form. Keep doing what you're doing. Try to increase your circle if possible, if you have space for it. And I got to send a special shout out to all of those who may be missing their father. You know, these holidays come and it's really hard for people who may be missing a father or have just lost a father or whatever. So I want to send a special shout out to them as well. So happy Father's Day to each and everybody listening to the podcast, and happy Father's Day to your hubby as well, man. Tell Brother Mike we said happy Father's Day.
I will do that. I will. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to put a bow in this podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you connect with us on our social media platforms. Subscribe to the pod. Follow Yukiri and I on social media, and we'll see you next time. Say bye, Kiri.
Bye, y'all. Peace.